Can we now be done with the all men are created equal? We the people, that democratic institutions have now proven themselves not worthy of defense. You still remember the line that Tom Selleck delivered in the TV series Eisenhower? Yes, I know it's Eisenhower. And today, at the start of the D-Day invasion, today we begin the D-Day invasion. We begin our invasion here to restore democracy in Europe. Bad idea. You should have begun the D-Day invasion to restore monarchy in Europe. Folks, democracy is a failed experiment now. If under a democracy like the one that we have, the powers that be can actually successfully execute and the rube citizens will go along with actually committing economic and maybe even existential suicide. I mean, look, you know what the United States is right now in large part? It's a giant Jonestown. The only thing that's missing is the Kool-Aid. And the Kool-Aid is coming. If Bill Gates gets his way, we all have to take this vaccine. I'm not taking the vaccine. You can lock me under your jail. The United States is a giant Jonestown right now. And Jim Jones are the media hacks and other irresponsible political hacks that are out there spouting this doomsday scenario that has no basis in statistical fact. It simply doesn't. Mecklenburg County is under a lockdown until April the 19th. That is a geographic area that comprises like 1.3 to 1.4 million people. I have someone on the inside who sent me this last night. Mike, I can't believe this is happening, King Dude. I wish you were still on the air here in WBT. Maybe you could talk some sense into these rubes. Thus far, in Mecklenburg County. Now listen to this. This is what can be used to justify a lockdown of every living thing that moves within an inch of its life. How many cases of positive tests in Mecklenburg County? 117. How many dead, Roger? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. How many dead, Roger?
0.0.
0.0. Quarantine starts tomorrow. I have the story right here. It starts at 8 a.m. this morning. As a matter of fact, you people in Mecklenburg County, before you turn in to, and before the Reichstag orders the, make sure I get my German right. Geheimpolizei. Here's what it says in English. Maybe some of you speak German out there. You can say this better than I. I've been working on my kraut all morning long. The Reichstag has ordered the secret police to keep you safe and quarantined. In German. The Reichstag hat der Geheimpolizei angewiesen, sie sicher in unsere Quarantäne zu stellen. Not bad. Not bad. Working on my kraut. I'll get it. At 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the county of Mecklenburg will go into a lockdown. Citizens are told, citizen, you will not leave your home until April the 19th, citizen. Now, how are they coming up with these arbitrary dates? Now, David Simpson told me yesterday there was an Israeli epidemiologist that he listened to. And I wish he would have given me the link to the story because I would play the audio file. Maybe I can ask Simpson to send it to me. He said that the guy says, look, this is the exact wrong way. He goes, something like this just doesn't go away because you go and run and hide from it. What you need to do, instead, they're doing the exact opposite of what you should be doing. People should be told you need to go outside. Number one, vitamin A, vitamin D from sunshine, from sunlight. And number two, your body actually needs exposure to this airborne, I think it's airborne, this airborne pathogen, so that if you're in a decent state of health, you can start building antibodies up to it. Otherwise, we'll be right back here in October. Soon as it gets cold again, next October, November, we'll be right back under lockdown. Bodies will start piling up, you know, five and ten a day. And we'll be right back where we are. Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen, Herr Paul. How many of you remember this scene from The Great Escape?
Geheime Staatspolizei, Ihren Ausweis bitte.
Ah, Français.
Jawohl.
Commençons.
Oui. Parlez-vous français?
Un peu.
Votre accent est très bon.
Oh, je l'ai tout fait dans l'école supérieure. Eh bien, passez.
Si.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is the Great Escape when the two guys were trying to get on the bus and they had, where's the papers? Adol? Stop is trying to get the papers? Ah, oui? Parlez-vous français? So they're trying to get out of France, actually, and trying to get on this bus. And they were handing them their papers. The time is here. If this is what a democracy is capable of doing, again, it is not worthy of our defense any longer. Or here, let me rephrase that. It's not worthy of our defense in its current constitution any longer. This is it. This ought to be the event horizon, Rosetta Stone moment. That's it. We're done. I'm going to be rambling here for a bit because I got a lot to tell you. The state of Louisiana is under complete and total lockdown shutdown. Thanks to that clown who calls himself our governor, John Bel Edwards, who somehow thinks he's doing the right thing. Every restaurant in the state of Louisiana is closed. All the bishops followed suit after being browbeaten by the governor. So deny us all our food, deny us the people that work in the restaurant service industry, deny them the ability and the right to make the living that they've been making for themselves. All because of what? There are now 65 dead in the state of Louisiana from COVID-19, supposedly. Here's a question from my fellow Louisianans. How many dead outside of the parish of Orleans? How many dead outside of the parish of Orleans? Time starts now. Roger, best of luck. Question is, how many have perished from the COVID-19 virus in the state of Louisiana who do not live in the parish of Orleans? Our final Jeopardy question brought to you by Carl's Jr. All right, stop that. One. My friends that are in Doosan, Louisiana, and Lafayette, and those of you listening in Lake Charles and in Rouge Beton and Alexandria and Shreveport and all parts in between, one. Does one death, and look, that guy wasn't even from Louisiana. He was from Mississippi. He got sick in Picayune. There was no hospital nearby, so he drove to Slidell. He drove to Louisiana to die. He was also in his 70s. Governor Edwards, there is no mathematical or public health justification for you to tyrannically continue this order. It needs to end. By the by, it was 86 degrees yesterday. On the North Shore here, it was 88 in New Orleans. You know what that means? That's weather that flu viruses don't like. That's weather that causes people to go outside, get loads and loads of vitamin D. That's weather that can bring about an end to flu season. Now, this is what you need to know about this. I'm trying to give you info here, not propaganda. All of these quarantines and these shut-ins, all this is doing is delaying it. This is a delay tactic. This solves nothing other than, oh, yeah, well, it passed. And in June, we were allowed to leave our houses. Enjoy June, July, and August, and September, bub. Because come October, when it comes back, and they get 5 cases of dead people and new Tenoch Tietlin, and Governor Cuomo Quattle starts declaring a lockdown again, the whole damn thing gets shut down. Nazi Pelosi pulls the trigger on... There, let me tell you something. There's going to be something in that bill